Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning, talking all things Tennessee Volunteers and the craziness that has been this week in Knoxville. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Good morning, guys.
How attractive is this coaching job right now from the outside? We all know what's happened this week and just what a mess it's been with the investigation. Pruitt is out, Fulmer retiring. If you're a coach that's maybe interested in this job at Tennessee, based on everything that's happened over the course of the past decade, how attractive of a job is this right now?
I think the Tennessee football coaching job is definitely a good job. It's one that's attractive because it pays well. It's a program that has a bunch of support. You get the resources that you need to succeed. But it's also a job that comes with, I think, very obvious challenges and more challenges than normal in the current situation because of the NCAA investigation and the unknown. What we know is that Tennessee is expecting penalties that will make the job harder. We just right now need to wait to find out how severe those will be. Right now, coaches out there are wondering who's going to be the athletic director as well, because that'll be the person most responsible for finding the next coach. But we've also seen in past coaching searches that while it's a good job and a lot of coaches have been interested, on occasion, coaches have been interested in getting a raise from Tennessee, and coaches have considered the job and come close to taking it but opted out, like Charlie Strong when he decided to stay at Louisville instead of go to Tennessee before Tennessee hired Butch Jones, and Will Muschamp decided he'd prefer to be the defensive coordinator at Texas instead of being the head coach at Tennessee. And at that time, he knew he was going to have big-time options, ultimately became the Florida coach. But other coaches have also said no for different reasons, and I think that's what probably scares Tennessee fans now, is that the job may be less attractive than it was then, and the timing right now to try to find a coach is not ideal. And all of that adds up to real concern, and that's why I think there's a real possibility that Kevin Steele could be the guy for this year, and then we'll see what Tennessee tries to do long-term.
Really? So you are leaning on the side of maybe Steele gets it for a year. Would you characterize that as a, like, basically a tryout year, or just a hold the fort down so we can get everything figured out for a great search year?
Well, it could be both, and I don't know that I lean that way yet. I still want to see who Tennessee hires as an athletic director, and maybe more importantly than that, when Tennessee hires an AD. If Tennessee can get it done in the next week and a half or two, then it makes it, to me, more realistic that Tennessee can go find a coach if it's trying to find a coach who is currently at another school, as opposed to if we're having this conversation into February and coaches out there are making plans for what they're going to be doing in the spring. That to me is part of the issue, is the timing. Remember when Tennessee had to replace Lane Kiffin? Well, that was more than a week before the point we're at now, having this conversation. And that timing was not good for Tennessee. So I don't know that I lean Kevin Steele. I just think that that's a realistic scenario that they will consider. And if he is the coach for 2021, my first guess would be that it's to hold the fort down, and they will conduct a real coaching search to try to go find a coach, and they'll have more candidates to consider. They'll also have more competition. Currently, there's none, essentially, right? But at some point in 2021, there will be more coaches fired, and at the end of the season, schools will be conducting searches. And if Tennessee goes down that road and doesn't like what it's seen and is comfortable with Kevin Steele, maybe he ultimately gets the job. He almost did in 2017. The difference now is that there will be somebody besides Phil Fulmer making the hire. So I don't know. Right now, I think it would be foolish to rule out too many scenarios when it comes to what Tennessee could do.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh, we've already seen a lot of player movement this offseason while Fulmer and Pruitt were in place. Now that that is no longer the case, how concerned should Tennessee fans be about more player movement into the transfer portal? We've heard rumors about To'o To'o and Eric Gray. How concerned should Tennessee fans be about that here in the immediate future?
Yeah, I would say very concerned. I think that's priority number one for Kevin Steele and the coaches, and maybe Philip Fulmer is trying to calm some players down and convince them to stay. But that's now, and that's in the summer. If they convince them to stay now, that doesn't mean they will in May or June. They could ultimately still decide to leave at the end of the semester and go somewhere else. We saw Big Cat Bryant delete his tweet. That obviously raises some concern about him actually transferring to Tennessee, and he was going to be one of Tennessee's best players as a transfer from Auburn, but Shelton Felton was a big part of that. Shelton Felton is no longer at Tennessee. 247 Sports had the report that Dylan Brooks has asked out of his letter of intent that he signed with Tennessee. That's not good. He was the highest rated signee in the class. So incoming players, players that are currently on the roster, players that publicly expressed appreciation and support for Jeremy Pruitt as he was being fired, of course, that's a concern. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to leave, but I think it was already something that Tennessee was dealing with in trying to convince players to stay, and then they saw the change this past week, and they see some real concern and just great unknown with the future of the program, and that is going to cause players to consider their options.
You buy this McDonald's business, Josh?
Well, you really can't come up with a story that's unbelievable when it comes to Tennessee. And that's maybe part of the issue. And in some ways, Tennessee has become meme you over the last few years. It used to be wide receiver you and running back you and DB you, but it's meme you because they give the internet so much to work with. And yeah, maybe the story's not true, but there's a reason Mark Stoops said what he did on Tuesday, that he wasn't surprised to see what happened on Monday. And that's why the McDonald's story becomes believable, and Florida's official account celebrating the basketball win can tweet out, "We're loving it," and everybody can have fun and get Jeremy Pruitt's face on Ronald McDonald, which scares all of us, but still gives so many people out there a good laugh. And that's been Tennessee football for quite some time. It's like everybody out there who's creative is just waiting on the next story to come out with Tennessee so they can get hits on the internet, because it's just cheap, easy material that's coming their way.
Josh, obviously Philip Fulmer is a beloved figure in Knoxville based on his coaching days and the success that they had with him in charge of that football program. As you look at him now, you know, obviously it didn't end well from his coaching tenure, and then you move on and become the athletics director and the debacle that has been Jeremy Pruitt. What do you think Philip Fulmer's legacy is at Tennessee, and how much, if at all, do you think that this affects that legacy?
Yeah, I think you can find different answers from different Tennessee fans on that. I think overall, Philip Fulmer's legacy will be appreciation for what he's done for Tennessee. Obviously, as a football coach, he had tremendous success with the championships, the national title, and a bunch of wins. And for pretty much anybody that I know that has seen Tennessee football succeed, the best football they've ever seen and maybe will ever see was with Philip Fulmer as the head coach. Obviously, the athletic director tenure did not go how he wanted and how anybody at Tennessee wanted. While there were some bright spots in the athletic department, other sports are in very good shape. He was hired to fix football, and he's leaving football in a complete mess. And at the press conference on Monday, I thought it was odd, some of the things that were said, but I think the reason was pretty obvious, and that was because they didn't want Philip Fulmer to leave Tennessee looking bad again. So that's why Randy Boyd and Donnie Plowman said the things that they did at the press conference. I didn't think that was the time or the place to be doing that, but that's the reason, because I think they wanted to soften the blow with him leaving Tennessee again.
So, you know, normally at the end of these segments, Josh, we're talking all this awful football misery, and then it's like, but hey, on the bright side, how about that basketball team? Pretty bad last night, but I know that you are someone with a very even-keeled approach and good perspective. Are you concerned after what you saw last night?
I'm not overly concerned. Last night was a concerning performance, but I'm still a believer in what this Tennessee basketball team is. I think one thing was confirmed. Tennessee needs Jaden Springer. He's going to play an important role. The two worst performances for Tennessee have come with him being unavailable. And Tennessee was affected by that last night. Now, Tennessee is a team with tremendous depth, talent, athleticism, and it should not be affected the way it appeared to be without Jaden Springer. And that's just one player, and that's just one reason Tennessee played that way. The effort was concerning, and Rick Barnes was rightfully upset after the game with the way the team played. And maybe I'll sound like a Pollyanna right now, but I still think this is a really good basketball team. I think it's one of the best teams in the SEC. The best team in the SEC right now is Alabama. I don't think there's any question about that. Ooh. But I still think that as the season goes along, this is a good team. I think they're going to get better. I think that they have the right kind of cultural fit with these players to understand how they need to respond. But that wasn't the defense that Tennessee's capable of playing. They should be better offensively. And if they don't hit shots, they're probably going to look like a bad basketball team. So that will still be a concern moving forward. But overall, I think Tennessee is one of the top 2 to 3 teams in the SEC and should be a team that can go deep into the NCAA tournament. But the expectations aren't going to change. So if Tennessee doesn't do that at the end of the season, then this season will ultimately look like a disappointment. So let's see how Tennessee responds. They're going to be challenged by Missouri. I know that was an easy game for Tennessee the last time. It may not be this week, and Missouri is going to be very motivated. So Tennessee will be challenged by Rick Barnes and the coaching staff the next couple of days. We'll see on Saturday how the players respond. My guess is that they respond well.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. Josh, great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us, and we'll see where this soap opera that is Tennessee football takes us over the next couple of weeks.
Everybody is watching and waiting to see. I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. When we come back, we have some breaking news in the AFC South regarding a quarterback. Man, how different could this division look next year? We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.